I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Hi everyone, a note about our upcoming episode you're about to listen to, more Stay the Fuck at Home. We have a guest this week, my very good friend Ginger, who is just as up in arms about a certain Michigan-based Facebook group as Maggie is. As you most likely heard in the news this last week, we had some protesting going on in Michigan. So we talk about that group and the upcoming protest, which of course is a week old already. I believe that they're actually already planning on a second protest this coming week. By the time you hear this, it may have already taken place or is about to. We really look forward to our weekly recordings with each other still and are really starting to use this is kind of therapy while we're all kind of shut up inside, practicing social distancing for COVID-19. This is a shut-in heavy episode. If you are tired of hearing about everything going on, go ahead and skip it. But if it's helping you as much as it's helping us, please continue to participate and send us your ideas of things to do while we are social distancing and recording via Skype. We do love guests, so if you'd like to be a guest, give us a shout out at Shannon's Party or at Brand of Maggie, and we'll make sure that we connect with you and get you on. We hope everyone is staying safe, staying inside as much as you can. If you're working, that you're taking the proper precautions to keep yourself safe and not licking people and not sneezing on people, and hopefully people aren't sneezing on you. We're in this together, and I think it's going to be a long summer, so hopefully we will be able to get out and hug and kiss and make out with each other soon, but if not, you know, just know that we're all thinking of you, all 13 of our listeners, and that we hope that you are doing well. We will talk to you later. Enjoy the episode. Bye!
Desperate to get my hands on some. I was going to pay like $89 to get some just because I'm desperate, but
Crown Royal peach. It sounds amazing.
It's my girlfriend got trashed last night. It was fat. It was great. So and she said she didn't even like want to puke or anything. I'm like, all right, awesome. That sounds perfect.
Cheers to the glass full of peanut butter whiskey I'm drinking.
My bottle is on the floor. Should I just drink from that?
I did put my bottle on the floor, too, because I'm probably going to finish that off tonight. It's like a finger width left. Welcome to That More Getting Drunk with Shannon and Maggie. That's not her name anymore.
I thought you were going to say welcome to the shit show. Welcome to the shit show.
It's the shit show. That has become our world. Woo!
Oh, yes.
Tonight we have a special guest with us. My very, very good friend Ginger is joining us. The Maggie rant we have for tonight is also very near and dear to Ginger's heart. So I thought she'd be perfect to kind of add to the mix. You're perfect to add to the mix anyway, girl. And I miss you, yes. And I love you, which is why I called you. I called Ginger today. I was like, I'm calling a person today to say hello to them.
Tuesday? Okay, so I did get... Yesterday, the UPS driver came down the driveway, and I was outside getting something out of my car, and he said hi to me, and I said... Holy shit, I just talked to someone outside of my house for the first time, like, face-to-face. I was so excited. I kept saying, come back. He didn't come back, but I was like, I talked to somebody. It was so cool. And the minute we get to finally talk to somebody, like, real face-to-face, it's just going to be amazing. So yeah. It'll come, but talk to your UPS drivers. If you want to talk to somebody.
Yeah, mine just tend to dine and dash. So they're just like, they throw my boxes at the door and run away.
Yeah, he wasn't thrilled. I mean, he was like, probably going to spray me with Lysol. He's like, a person! Yeah, he was like, oh. Go! I was like, hi! but it was pretty awesome.
I picked up groceries today.
And Shipt is doing shopping for Meijer now, for the Meijer pickups. And so I pull up and I see my guy standing out front. And he's like, you want me to load? And I was like, yeah. Except I have to come out and open the door for you because I ain't got a fancy car.
Well, we
so close, Shannon.
I know.
We ordered pizza today and I went to pick it up. And they said to me that they would let me know when the pizza was ready. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting in the parking lot and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And it is way past my like predicted pickup time. And I was like, I'm just going to go in and find out. And I go in and the poor teenager that's working there has like 8 pizzas backed up and a list of tickets going all the way down to the floor. And he's like, I'll be with you eventually.
Oh, no.
So my pizza's sitting right there. I can see it. I'm desperately tempted to jump over the counter and grab it because I prepaid. But instead, I stood there like a polite person for 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
While he ignored the phone and tried to box up all of these pizzas.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I took my pizza home and it was cold, of course. So.
Sadness.
Welcome to 2020.
Right?
Welcome it's a story of our life. That's right. That's right. Can't even get a warm pizza.
Can't even get a warm fucking pizza. I while I was out getting groceries, I also was like, I'm gonna treat us to Taco Bell. And
you are brave.
I know.
I don't trust them normally.
And it was like a wraparound, and I was like, all right, and I set my timer because usually a wraparound at our Taco Bell is 40 minutes. But because there's no one in the lobby distracting them, like I got to the window to pick up my food in 15 and I was like, what? And then nice. When I got there, they were like super clean and neat. So they had their window and on the outside of the window, they had put a piece of plexiglass that covers like the person serving you face. And then they served you with a tray through the lower half of the window. Your drinks.
Like prison.
Yeah, just like prison. served you your drinks. Stuck the card reader out the hole so you could swipe your own card.
Wow.
And then, like, served you your food on the tray, too. And then, like, I touched the tray like an idiot. And so he, like, I watched him, like, wipe down the tray and wipe down the counter and all around the window, like, while he's waiting for my food to come.
You did it again?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that again. Wipe down the window. And then I was like, the only thing I could think of while doing that was like, damn, if we were clean like this all the time, we wouldn't even have the flu around this bitch. Let alone COVID-19.
Right. My kid wouldn't have puked 4 hours before getting on an airplane. You know, cost me, you know, $1,200. We're not gonna talk about that one. Yeah. That was bad. But you know, yeah. No, I get it. And, you know, I went to the grocery. I haven't been to the grocery store only once. I have a system. I have figured it out. I did like a $800, and I'm not kidding, $800 grocery shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought as many things as I could that I could freeze and keep. And now I stay up like my grandma until like 2:30 in the morning. And I get a click list for a week. And so everything's planned a week out.
Yep.
Well, I went, had to go in to get something, and I had my mask on and my gloves on, and I'm feeling really uncomfortable, but really good about myself. And these two girls come up to me, and they're kind of running around me, and they're like joking, and they're like, oh my God, look at her with her mask on. What if we cough in her face? And my husband's standing next to me.
Oh my God,
and,
like Maggie.
And I said, and if you do, I'm going to throat punch you.
Yeah.
And they just stood there. They're teenage girls, like probably 15, 16. And I just trotted off with my cart. And my husband was like, did you just tell those kids you were going to throat punch them? I said,
yup.
Yeah. If you cough on me,
I cut
like
a bitch.
That, like a jerk, I'm gonna hurt you. So,
you should also remind them that that's an act of terrorism.
Exactly, that,
and they can be arrested.
Yes. Yeah. They just thought they had, you know, no gloves, no mask. They were all dressed, you know, super cute, of course. I mean, I looked like I rolled out of bed. Oh, I did. But they looked all done up and makeup. I had, like, no eyebrows on. my face is a hot mess with pimples and stuff, whatever. And I'm like, and they're, you know, no, just they're laughing and running around, and I'm going, like, where are your parents at? You know, where are your parents at? Like, what's going on here? So I'm not planning on going back out unless someone can find me that Crown Royal peach, then I might go out. Just once, but yeah, it's crazy. It's all so different now. And
yeah.
Plexiglass and masks, yeah. And you know,
we have a lot of food. Like if we want to eat spaghetti for the rest of our lives, so this trip was still an expensive trip, but it was like cat litter and dog food and cat food and $20 worth of Gatorade powder. I got the last two canisters of Gatorade in the store, which Meyer hasn't had in like a month. And whoa. You know, like we got like milk and, you know, like that type of shit. And then today I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna start up my HelloFresh meal delivery again, and those will be our dinners, and we'll have like fresh, awesome, interesting uh-huh. meals every week, and then we'll just have to go to the store every 2 weeks now for like those yeah. odds and ends. So
yes,
I'm like, I don't know why I didn't do this like a month ago, but anyway, I'm also trying to yeah. keep in mind of all the people like I'm ordering from. Like, I do feel guilty every time I place an online order. But I think I'm good now, maybe.
I don't know. You know, that's us too. You know, I feel bad. They seem to be young kids coming out, you know, and that's scary. I wouldn't want my young 20-something year old out there doing it. But you know, I hope that they at least get some privacy, you know, like they get a little bit more away from the store to get stuff, and then, you know, they come out their back door, and
yeah,
that's really awesome. But yeah, we've been ordering from Bush's. I don't recommend it. They screw it up every single time. But like last week I sent my husband, and he's never done this. So he tries to jump out of the car, and the poor guy about shoved the door shut at him, and I'm like,
what?
He's like, well, I want to help. I said, you can't, you stay in your car. And you know, it's just, it was a nightmare. So he gets home and the bags, and I'm looking at tofu burgers and all this bougie disgusting pizzas. They were $7.99, and they're like 8-inch pizzas because they're bougie. And I'm looking, I said, this is there was two whole bags full of yucky Greek yogurt, like the yucky kind.
Oh, plain.
Yeah, pretty much. I said, you got the wrong order. So the order, my order was $64. This order was $329.
Oh no.
Did have a fifth of Absolute in there. So I called up Bush's and I said, hey, look, I got someone else's order. She said, did you bring it in your house? I said, I did. And she said, it's yours. Enjoy it. So, you know, haven't dipped into the fake burger yet, but I think someone's eaten the yogurt. We've got the, you know, the Absolute's cool. But, you know, the thing is, these grocers, they're taking losses. Because, you know, I mean, how many people are complaining? They're upset. I mean, replacements. I got someone's whole
order.
You know, and then they gave me my order. So that's almost $400 out the door for them. So, I would love to go in and grocery shop. I would, but, you know, trying to behave myself.
Yeah.
Well, I went grocery shopping on Friday for my parents, my grandmother, and also myself. And I wore a mask the whole time. And I was in the store. I was in Meijer for like an hour and a half. I'm never in Meijer that long. And like once I got out to the parking lot and was near my car, I just like ripped it off and was like. I was sweating under that thing. My face hurt for the rest of the day. I was like, I might break out from this. Like, my skin hurts.
Yeah.
I touched my face like 11 times because my mask kept going up and it was into my eyelashes and I couldn't see. And so I was trying to like push it down and my husband kept saying, quit touching your face. I'm like, I'm going to take the mask off. Like, I can't
Yeah.
I'm so challenged. I just can't. Yeah.
I had my friend Krista Smith, who is the seamstress at Olive Smith's. I got some masks from her, and I asked her like over a week ago, right when people started rumbling about like making it mandatory. Like, I messaged her, I was like, "Hey, I know you're making masks for frontliners, but are you taking personal orders? I'll give you triple the money so you can pay it forward. Like, buy one, donate two. Like, whatever you need, I'll give you." So those are like in the mail. And then, you know, I've been trying to think of creative things around the house to wear. Like, I have a horse face. I have a Darth Vader mask. And I was like, dude, next time I go out in public, I'm wearing the fucking Darth Vader mask. And I'm putting like a COVID mask over the Darth Vader mask just to be like Darth Vader ironic. And maybe I'll go viral. Who knows?
I have a unicorn head. Yeah. And I'm going to wear that out.
Dude, those are hard to breathe in. Like, I have that, you know, I have the plastic, like, long horse nose, like, horse mask. And it's hard to breathe in. I don't know how people wear them to parties and shit.
I always joke, my unicorn is like, movie quality.
Do you have one of the round ones? Like, the round plushy ones?
Yes, the huge, huge, huge one.
Yeah.
It's like a party in there.
Totally wear that to the store. Yeah. I sent Maggie a TikTok. Someone took like their glass like pan cover and like stuck it in their hoodie and like zipped it up so then it was just like a glass plate or in That's the hoodie awesome. Hood. And I was like, yes, yes, queen. You do that.
I saw someone else doing it after that. Like, I've seen it come up a couple other times after you sent it to me, but I still thought it was very funny.
Yeah. So. Oh, so I'm glad.
So let's start with some good things.
To hear you guys are surviving.
I'm alive.
We are alive and not dying, and that's great. So.
Check out the gift Shannon got me.
It's a back pillow.
The back pillow. So, like, because I have spent so much time hanging out in my bedroom. I'm like, my lower back hurts. I'm fucking old, man. So I've got this beautiful, soft back pillow to make my bed into a chair.
I started playing a video game. I'm not a gamer at all. Like, I bitch about it all the time with my husband. And I started playing Red Dead Redemption, and I'm killing people. And it's saving my family's life. Nice. And but I'm staying up till like 2 or 3 in the morning, and my neck's hurting because I'm so intense. I'm horrible at the game. Everything spins around. I think my husband secretly has a boner watching me play it though, because he's like, "Oh, that's so cool! You're finally playing a video game." But nothing else to do. I mean, like I said, you can sit in bed. Then I go to bed and I can't get comfortable because I sit in bed all day long. So back pillows.
I am feeling really good right now. Hey,
oh, why are you feeling so good, Shannon?
4 gummy bears and alcohol.
So are neither one of you working right now?
Shannon's working from home.
Yeah, I'm working from home, like full time from home. But our bosses, everyone's working from home at U of M that can. And our managers are just like, do what you can. It's really hard. Everyone says it's really hard. It's really hard for us. We know it's really hard for you. So do what you can. So like today, I took kind of a light day. I did my morning email check and like one little project. And then I took like a long, like an extra long lunch, like a 3-hour long lunch. To do some errands and to spend time with Catherine because she was really needy this morning. And then, like, I wrapped up the afternoon doing a few more things. So last week I asked them if I could start taking every Wednesday off because it seems Catherine can handle, like, 2 days by herself and then she needs extra attention. So, unfortunately, tomorrow I was supposed to be in Washington, D.C. this week for a conference. And so the conference is still kind of happening. They're doing meetings tomorrow and Thursday. So I have like four or five hours worth of meetings online tomorrow, and then another 2 hours on Thursday for it. But they're being really flexible. The U of M threw like a whole bunch of COVID sick time at us. Some people have used it and have run out already. But you know, we're starting to use ours just for like vacation days, but you know, COVID related, because of childcare issues or healthcare issues and whatnot. So it's been, a really tough on some of my coworkers who have little ones, especially ones that are younger, like, you know, 2, 3, 18 months. They're trying to work from home and have a toddler, and it's been really challenging for them.
Zelda's having a hard time. She's just turned 2. We actually celebrated my niece's 2nd birthday together over the weekend. Yes. That was really fun.
Virtually.
Woo. Virtual birthday party. Shannon and Catherine were there at the virtual birthday party. But yeah, she's had a really hard time like not understanding why Mama and Papa are home and not playing with her. You know, and she's super demanding. Ashley posted a picture the other day, and it said baby jail time, and they had her in, like, the little...
Like corral.
Yeah.
With all her toys in the middle of it.
Yep. Yep. But I have not been working since school got canceled. So, and I sort of knew that was how it was going to go. And, like, everybody keeps trying to tell me how to, like, still have my business. And I'm like, motherfuckers, I'm trying. And they're like, well, everybody needs help. Everybody's trying to teach their kids. And I'm like, I'm trying. Like, people don't want a tutor right now. I don't know what to tell you. I knew that my high school students, without the pressure of grades, because the stuff that they are doing right now is not counting towards grades. Mm-hmm. So I knew that without the pressure of grades, they wouldn't need me, or they wouldn't want me, or they wouldn't come back. Like, mm-hmm. I knew that because I know them, because I've been doing this a long time. I have promoted more on my business page than I have ever promoted before. I have been doing videos of, like, little, like, math things to share with people to get people to know that I'm out there, to be interested. I keep texting my students, and a lot of the times it's not about, like, how are you doing on schoolwork? It's just to remind them that I exist, because if people know that you're desperate, then, like, there's that thing, like, if a client feels like you're desperate, they're not interested. So, like, I texted everybody on Easter and was like, happy Easter, chick, flower, bunny.
Yeah.
You know, just to, like, ping them and remind them that I still exist. And I've only gotten a tiny bit of interest. Like, I was working 3 hours a week, and now I am up to 5 hours a week.
Woo!
That's not enough hours.
Yeah. So Dexter schools, they're doing work, but it's not counting. It's optional. So Brighton is starting work tomorrow, and it does count. So I'm going to put your business on the mom groups out here in Brighton. So,
Pinkney is not, they were not prepared. I mean, a lot of schools weren't prepared, but they're drastically underprepared, so we have nothing. And I mean, I'm gonna be blatantly honest, my kids, like, a hillbilly free-for-all out here, and I think right now he's watching, I think they're still watching it, Friday the 13th part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan. And that's our geography lesson, is Manhattan is in New York. But, you know,
wait till you get to Freddy versus Jason. That was a good one. That was out in space. There's your astronomy lesson.
Exactly. You know, we're not doing all of that. And, you know, Maggie, I know right now, like, it sucks, like, 5 hours. That's got to be horrible when you know all these kids, like, really need that help and interaction. And your time to shine is coming.
Yeah.
And you know, you'll be so swamped about with, 2 weeks. You just keep reaching out, because you'll be so swamped with people. And I try to remind my friends too, that are like this awesome, you know, I'm gonna homeschool like crazy. Your kid's gonna be just as behind as mine is. I mean, none of them are going to be, they're all gonna be behind, or all in the same level. But it's hard. And for myself and my husband, we have no work. And so this is, like, bizarre for us to be home all day, every day. And our son is 8 and he thinks we're like personal friends, and we're not, you know, we're your parents. I had a meltdown yesterday and literally took him 5 hours of cleaning his bedroom. I lost my shit and got 2 contractor bags and filled them all up, and they're in our barn. He has nothing. He has not one thing in his room. He didn't even, his Easter basket's gone. I'm eating that, but it's gone. Like, he doesn't even have it. I'm so done. And I think that a lot of parents, you know, on Facebook, and that's the thing, they make other parents feel like shit because, you know, they've got their room set up and they're homeschooling. I threw him a workbook. He's in 3rd grade. I said, here's a workbook that I had from 1st grade. Have fun. Read. Yeah. Oh, that's my only thing I'm pushing him. Read, read, read. Don't stop reading. I'm books. I'm ordering them like crazy. The math and all that, I don't know how to teach it. I'm not going to try. I'm going to make it worse. So, Maggie, your time is going to shine.
Maggie's a math and science tutor.
Oh, do you just want me to put like $1,000 in your Venmo right now, or?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I mean, I know that you guys aren't working at the moment. I actually had a friend. Did I tell this story last week? I don't know because we didn't record last week.
I have
a friend who's an MD who, we were in a like, happy hour together on Zoom, kind of like this, and I was like, people keep on asking me, and I was kind of tipsy, I was like, people keep asking me how to help me, and I'm like, oh, I'm fine, but in my head I'm like, cash money, gifts, y'all. Right? And she sent me a ton of money, and I am putting it as a like scholarship fund for people whose parents are also in the same situation as me, but those kids need help right now. So I do have a tiny bit of money,
that's awesome.
A scholarship to give to kids. So that's a nice thing to be able to offer people.
Yeah, that it's so hard. I know my husband, you know, so unemployment's so screwed up. Like, I don't even want to talk about that. We haven't gotten our stimulus. Our IRS from tax season, I forgot to send in our health care form, so we didn't get our tax refund, and we had to cancel a super amazing trip, and it's now been 34 days and I haven't gotten my refund. It's like $6,000. So I'm watching my waitress daughter make $2,000 a week, and we're just tanking. And so of course, I would never ask, you know, we're fine. Like, I think we can do this probably another 6 or 7 months, and then that'll need a GoFundMe. But we're doing good. And, but a friend reached out and sent us a $100 gift card. Oh. And it was so hard for me to accept because I'm a giver and I give to everyone. And I never had to. I mean, I didn't ask. She did it. She just was so sweet. But it was really hard, and it's been sitting on my counter, and I walk by it, and I look at it, and I'm just, like, taken aback that someone thought about us. And, like, your friend, Maggie, you know, like, they thought about, hey, I have a little extra, and I want to give it to someone. So, you know, I'm sure she'll never hear this podcast, but if I can find that Crown Royal peach, I'm using it.
I'm going to call my buddy John and be like, John, you got Crown Royal peach? Because I got a girl who needs some.
I need some bad. So,
dealer.
Yeah. I got to call my dealer. Well, and I feel
nice.
Feel really blessed, too. And I've already told Scott, I was like, we right now don't need this stimulus check. And when we get it, like, I want to give it to a few friends that really need it. I want to pay it forward because, I mean, if one of us has to stop working, then we'll be in a little trouble. But, like, it's like $1,200. I'm like, that's nothing for us in our bank account, but that is everything to someone who is making nothing. Yeah, like. You know, and I actually did reach out to a few of my old clients who are now friends, and I was like, I want
to give you some money. What do you need? Do you need a utility paid? Do you need food? What do you need? And even both of them, which, and I know they need money. And they're like, no, we're fine. And I was like, like, you let me know the second you need something, because I'll have a little something for you. Because we're so blessed, and I just want to help my friends who need it, you know? So
I didn't tell this story on the podcast.
If you need some Spanx, I'll buy you some Spanx. I get you that Crown Royal peach.
Either, but Ginger doesn't know it. Shannon knows it. So my old boss didn't send me 1099s for many years, and so I just haven't done my taxes. Just haven't done them. And although I stopped working there in 2017, so I technically could have done 2018s, and I just didn't. So then they're like, your stimulus, you know, getting it is based on 2018 taxes. So I was like, shit, okay, got to do this. So I did 2018 and 2019 together so that I could get my $1,200. And I owe $4,500.
You can actually still get your stimulus check without paying your taxes. There's a form for that.
Well, I didn't pay them. My mom paid them. My mom paid 2018 so I can get the stimulus check. Just what the stimulus check is going towards.
Yeah. Right. Paying
2019's taxes.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2020. Your pizza's cold and you owe money to get money.
I'm paying $3,800.
I was so optimistic for 2020. And we've had a really, like, we haven't had a lot of shitty years recently. We've been very, very blessed. And every year when I hear people complain about the year ending and, oh, I can't wait for the next one, I've just been like, oh, like, this year was, like, the best. Like, I feel so blessed. I have great friends and a roof over my head. And, yeah, I have a mountain of debt, but I can still pay it. So, like, it's not like, it's not a weight on my shoulders. It's just, like, part of life. And then I was like, you know, 2020 is going to be great. 2019 was great. 2020 is going to be great. And 2020 has been a shit show. Been a motherfucking shit show. And, you know, the people that think, like, shit's going to go back to normal in 2 weeks, they are sorely mistaken. Like, this shit's going to go on. This is a beautiful segue into, like, our big topic.
Wait a second.
You know,
how am,
like,
I going to get my seeds?
Yeah, we're going to be locked up for like 6 months, people, until we find a vaccine. We are social distancing. We are staying mostly home. If restaurants and movies open back up, we're sitting every other booth. We're still only allowing 4 people in, Gus's at a time. We're still only sitting every other person at 50% capacity in the movie theaters. We're still wearing gloves. We're still wearing masks. We're still sanitizing the shit out of stuff until a vaccine is formulated. And, like, those people who are like, I can't get my plants can fucking suck a bag of dicks. And I passed the floor to you.
I know. I didn't realize that all my friends were such farmers.
Dude, I got seeds in my garage. I planted all my seedlings. I got 2 tomato plants growing right now. I am so ecstatic.
So do I.
So excited.
So do I.
Well, we ordered some onions too. We ordered seeds a month ago, and they never came. So we ordered them online, and our seeds never arrived. So that is a problem. But and Shannon's seen the garden that, like, is behind this house. It's like a quarter acre of garden. It is a huge, huge fucking garden. So, like, we are actually the people who, like, would be complaining about this, but, like, we're just like, okay, well, we're just gonna call the seed company and get it fixed, like, get it, like, figured out, you know?
Or you say, oh, fuck, I'm like everyone else, we're not gonna have a garden, and we'll get it from Meijer like everybody. There's still an option. It sucks, but there's still, you're alive.
Yes. Well, I mean, and that's the thing.
And quite honestly, like, I usually buy seedlings. Like, I'll go to Home Depot or Lowe's or something and buy seedlings. I don't buy them till May. We still have a whole another fucking month till, like, those seedlings really start going bad, you know?
You know
what my husband did?
What's your husband
do? My husband. We put put our boat in the water. We can't even use it.
Oh, yeah.
We wasted $635. They covertly put the boat in. They wouldn't even put gas in it. They basically shoved it off the trailer in the water. And the guy says, if you could leave before we both get a ticket, that would be great.
Oh, my God.
And I said, why did you put it in now? And he said, I wanted to beat the rush. There's no rush. But if we don't get to use it, we don't get to use it. Yeah. It'll be next year. If I'm, you know, if we are healthy and we're alive, there's next year. You know, these jackasses that are all so gung-ho about this and losing their rights. You can't use your rights when you're dead.
Right.
And you're not, there's always next year. Look at people that go through, cancer treatment and they lose a year or 18 months due to being so sick. Their goal is next year, mm-hmm. next year. That's how we need to think, next year, not, oh my God, what did we lose this year? But what are we gaining next year? And
right.
they just keep, you know, they're just so, so ridiculous.
And taking our liberties away is the last thing our government wants to do. They want us out shopping. They want us out spending money. They don't want us at home not stimulating the economy. So, like, take your conspiracy theory and shove them up your fucking ass. And I got into I didn't get into a huge fight, but a huge fight ensued today in a group text with Scott's family over this exact thing. And his brother spewed out a conspiracy theory, and I responded, Todd, this is inappropriate for this group text. Please stop now. And he spewed it again, and I said, I am blocking you. Please remove me from the group, period, and peace out, bitches. Like, that's how fast I left the conversation. And then, of course, it went on for 50 texts, messages. Poor Scott's on a conference call. His phone is literally blowing up while he's on a call. And I blocked Todd, so I can only see two-thirds of the conversation coming from his wife and Scott's sister. And I'm like, I don't even want to see them anymore. So now I'm blocking you until you guys remove me from the group text. And then I had to, like, message his sister through Facebook and be like, literally, you have to create a new group. I do not want any part of it because I would really love to unblock you and Carrie from my phone. So please do so. And peace out, bitches. You can talk to my husband regarding family matters. Ain't my family.
The thing about his take and, like, a lot of people's take is where you realize, like, unless they got it or a family member died, they would not take it seriously. Yeah. Like, until Carrie gets deathly ill, Todd's not taking it seriously.
And no, I haven't had anyone personally die, but Ginger, one of my vendors had 26 people die on her. 26 people. I have friends that work in the ER. And my girlfriend, who is, like, stoic and strong, said on Facebook, yo, this is fucking scaring me now. And everyone went, oh.
Yes.
Manya's so scared? This is fucking yes. real.
And that's just it. Until it touches you, let's see, again, Tuesday must have been Friday morning. I had a FaceTime call from my daughter. And she's 22, and she was crying uncontrollably. And I said, what's wrong? Well, her roommate, Lily, is a med student at U of M. And she said, Lily tested positive, Mom. And my daughter has super severe asthma. And we laid on FaceTime and just cried. And knowing that I can't do anything. I can't go help her. She can't come here. We can't quarantine her here. There was nothing we can do.
Yeah.
And
now we just sit and watch and wait to see if Lily gets symptoms.
Severe or mild, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, so granted, you know, she didn't die, you know, knock on wood, but we're scared. And mm-hmm. everyone should have that gut-wrenching fear that you could catch it or your loved ones, and you're not going to be able to say goodbye, and you're not going to be able to be there. My girlfriend's husband had a heart attack 2 nights ago, and he had to have stents put in, and she couldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And because all these people want to get in their car, and they want to do stupid shit like go out to Lansing and protest and block the streets up. People are not husbands, wives, children are dying, and not from COVID, but people are still dying every day from other things.
Yeah.
And they're not having their loved ones there. So just because you don't get COVID and die doesn't mean you don't get in a car accident or have a heart attack, mm-hmm. or your kid doesn't get, you know,
the flu,
his head cut off with a chainsaw, yeah, or something.
A broken arm.
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
And you're not saying you can't say goodbye.
Yeah.
You can't be there to hold her hand. And that's that selfish bullshit that they're going to do in Lansing tomorrow that is putting everyone's life at risk.
Women are giving birth alone. Mm-hmm. Women are giving birth alone. People are dying alone. Like, life is going on outside of COVID-19, and no one can be with their loved ones in the hospital because of it.
Yeah, no, I have, for some reason, I have a ton of pregnant friends / friends who've had babies in the last few weeks. Like, this was the spring of my friends having babies, and I'm just like,
don't drink the water.
Freak
drink
out.
Drink peanut butter whiskey.
I would be a miracle. Although, I do have a sex date set up for as soon as the, like, shelter in place is
August 1st?
Yeah. Whenever that is. I don't remember how this came up, but I was just talking to him on Snapchat, and I was like, I am touch starved. And he was like, yeah, me too. And I was like, okay, snuggle date the second this is done. But like, come on now.
Snuggle date. We're going to Netflix and chill. And I used it right that time.
Yeah. So yeah, there's
put
actually
on some of that Tiger King. Chill.
There's a group that has been making me so furious. I had to put myself in Facebook timeout. It's called Michiganders Against Excessive Quarantine. And there's like 300,000 people in it. And they're all mad that they can't take out their motorboats.
There's 100,000 people in it now?
Three.
300? Oh, go fuck yourselves. Every single one of you. Suck a bag of dicks. If I had money, I would send you all a bag of gummy dicks to suck.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up in real time. At the time of this recording, there are, I can't believe that this, 328,405 people in that group.
So Maggie, I got invited to this group no less than 50 times.
Oh my God.
And first off, I'm floored that my friends would think this is some, knowing my political stance, that they would think this is something that I would be interested in. I didn't join, but at the same time, I was getting all these private messages and texts and stuff with these, you know, screenshots and pictures of the governor with a bullet hole in her head or a swastika and calling her a see you next Tuesday and all these horrible things.
Yeah, and this group is full of fucking Nazis. All right, continue.
They are Nazis. So I literally put on my Facebook that if you are in this group, unfriend me. I don't want to be friends with you. And there's some of my friends, I can't even believe it, are in this group, and they were defending it. These are local business owners. Mm. These are firefighters. These are
photographers,
teachers. Yeah, and yeah, and
yeah. I was watching that hot mess. I was like, yes. Oh, God bless Ginger. God bless her, man.
Oh, yes. So they're defending it, right? And I'm like,
how the fuck can you defend this? And finally, with the photographer, in a private message that we went hardcore at each other.
Oh,
and
no.
She's one of my best friends. We're not speaking right now. And I said to her, so, because she kept saying, well, there's a lot of really good information. You just have to get past the bad ones. I said, so if you walk through a Nazi rally to get to the homeless shelter where you're going to, like, that makes you a good fucking person? You cannot. No. And the bottom line is, if that's the kind of person you are, I can't see past that. I can't see past one racial or one, you know, hate message. I won't do it.
Yeah.
So I don't care if the God himself is in that group and shining, you know, sun rays out of his ass. I am not going to look at that kind of stuff. I'm not going to let it come into my family. And so now these jacktards are going to all congregate in Lansing, and they've gotten two other similar groups involved. And I don't know if you've heard, Maggie, but they've said that old DeVos is behind this. Like, she's powering some of this stuff.
I think we needed to get Lily to go to the rally and cough on everyone. That'll say, teach Lily, them for leaving their houses.
Yeah. So, and I don't know, I've been doing a ton of research on this because I'm just absolutely disgusted about this rally. So the first group was like, well, we're just going to stay in our cars. Okay. You're mucking up traffic and you're going to put police and fire. Now they're all going to have to be out there. But the second group said, oh, hell no. We're going to get out, but we're going to have a tape measurer. And we're going to measure that we're 6 feet apart from people. So I, again, this morning posted.
In groups of 10?
Right? If you go to this rally, unfriend me.
Yeah, you're dead to me.
Like, I can't do it. And one of my friends had the best response ever. He said, because we went to high school together, he said, Ginger, majority of our friends are probably wanting to go, but probably only two of them actually have a car. It's probably true.
I'm just like, go ahead, go. Go ahead and go and die. You know, enjoy. I hope you all enjoyed Easter church service, and I hope you all enjoy your fucking rallies. Like,
why can't we send them all to, like, Belle Isle, though? Like, just, you guys all go to Belle Isle, and you set up your little, you fucking farm it like Farmville, and you put your boats in the water, but you can't leave. I just...
The boat thing's actually really interesting. I looked it up because I didn't understand it, and then I was like, well, this makes sense now. So the Department of Natural Resources reported a something insane like 300% or 500% increase in boat launches over the last month. So people being like, I'm stuck at home, I'm gonna launch my boat. And to launch a boat, if you don't live on a lake, you have to go to a place where you can launch it. And none of those people were social distancing. So we had a multiple hundreds of percent increase in boating usage and people not doing social distancing when they were going to boat launches. So, like, that, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then, you know, no golf. Well, if I blah, 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 golf by myself. I was at the park 2 weeks ago. I went for the sole purpose of playing Pokemon Go on my phone and not getting out of the car. My plan was to, like, drive up to the thing, hit some Pokestops, you know, so that I was driving my car once a week and also, like, you know, playing a game, right? There was a huge crew of dude bros playing disc golf together. Like, people have not taken this seriously, and that's why the governor put more strict things into place. And the reason she closed down, like, paint and gardening things is because those aren't essential to living.
Yeah, well, I have a friend, we have a friend that owns a
a hardware store, an Ace store. And they closed down. I know a lot of the Ace hardwares are still open, but he closed because the people that were coming in, they would say, you know, how can we help you? Oh, we're just here browsing.
Yep.
Browsing paint.
Yep.
Browsing that. So
we're just here to get out of the fucking house and stretch our legs. Exactly. No, motherfucker. We're open for your broken water heaters. We're open for your broken toilets. Yes. We're not here to entertain you.
Right. So, and the thing was, like, the Sherman Williams store and a couple other places, they were like, hey, if you know your paint color, we'll mix it up. We'll bring it out to your car.
Right.
So they've all done these things.
Battleship Gray. Thank you.
Yes. And they've all done this to, like, somehow keep, well, to keep their income coming in, but to also, we're home, we're doing projects and all of that.
My
fuck
ex,
they all want to do their house for? Half of them are going to lose them in 6 months. I don't know what the hell they're doing all these projects for.
They're getting them real estate ready.
Jesus.
My ex works for Bear, and he was like floored a month ago that he was considered essential. He's like, it's fucking paint. Why am I essential? I'm a salesperson. I go from Home Depot to Home Depot to sell them paint. I am not essential. And they were like, nope, you're essential. Keep working. And so when that came down, he was like, finally, hallelujah, I'm not essential. My aunt works for Lowe's. She is a price changer. She got COVID from working at Lowe's. So now only is she not out of work from Lowe's for 2 to 3 weeks, she's out of her job at U of M as well, because she works there on the weekends. So, like, you know, like, stay the fuck at home. Like, I haven't gone to Home Depot. If I need to go to Home Depot, it will be because something fucking broke in my house, not because I'm bored. Because guess what? There are plenty of fucking projects in this house that I already have the supplies for that I just haven't fucking got to yet. You know, like, stay the fuck at home, man.
Why can't they just be lazy like the rest of us?
Yes. Stop trying to be productive. You know what? Learn a new language, goddammit. Stop trying to improve your home and learn a new language. Oh, my God. I totally forgot I signed up to get a certificate in hospitality services.
Come on over.
I think I'm supposed to start those classes this week.
I've been studying calculus. So that I can start tutoring calculus.
I've been a cowboy on a horse named Hopscotch 2.0, killing everything in my sight.
I know. I need to start playing my Sims game again.
I want to just swing back around because I've had this open. The group Michiganders for Staying Home, it only has 58,000 members in it.
Oh, well. Send that link to me. I'll join that fucking group.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. I'm in that group. Well, I left because half of them are people from the other group coming in there making fun and riling people up.
Oh, fucking trolls.
Yeah, there's a ton of fucking trolls in here.
Yeah. So unless I can have my Red Dead Redemption rampage on all Michigan, I just need to stay off the social media because I just can't believe it.
Yeah. I have a friend.
I can't believe that people are this up in arms over. I just don't understand what right they feel has so been taken away. Isn't our number one thing right to life? And you know that half these people are right to lifers to begin with, and but they don't care about their life, but they'll care about your 6-week-old fetus life. Yeah. Well, I care about my 40-ish life, and I, you know, my kids and my parents, and
my dad is very high risk, and my grandma is very high risk, and so when these people are bitching about golf and boats and seeds, all I'm hearing is, it's okay to me if your dad and grandma die as long as I get to do what I want. That's how I hear that. Oh, that's how I interpret that over and over. And even on Easter, I was like, it has not escaped me the irony of people on the weekend where we're celebrating Jesus' sacrifice to the world, that so many people are refusing to do so. So many, I ended it with, what a weird holiday to say, I choose myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a ton of people like it. And guess how many of those people are in that fucking group? Bitch ass bitches, I'm talking to you.
My brother went to his in-laws on Easter for dinner with his whole family.
John, what the ever-loving fuck?
Right? I called him to bitch him out, and he didn't answer his phone. And when he called me back twice, I couldn't answer. I was still so angry at him. Like, dumb motherfucker. Like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? Even my sister was pissed. Jenny was pissed, too. My mom was just like, yeah.
That's terrible for you. My grandma called 2 days ago to see if I would come over and cut her hair.
Aww.
She doesn't even see me regularly. I'm not the person who cuts her hair. So you don't fucking see me, and you want me to come over and cut your hair.
Yeah.
Eat a bag of dicks, Grandma. I hope you don't see this, but I hear it, but eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah, I don't think Grandma's going to see this.
And
we can probably name all 13 people who are going to hear this. So.
And the thing is, they, you know, we're getting messages about, can we have private appointments? We promise we're not sick.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, man. Every time if I leave my house, like, I went to 3 places today, and I'm like, did I bring COVID back? You know, I used my gloves. I took, like, my clothes off before I touched my child and husband. I washed my hands, and I bleached everything that came in from the grocery store. But, like, did it still get into my house somehow, you know?
Well, and I know like, the 20-somethings, because they don't think that they think they're immune to this. And it's weird because, Shannon, I don't know if you were at my salon when we were, I thought you were, when I was talking to my daughter, and I said to her, do you guys ever worry about catching AIDS? And my daughter is 24, and she said,
no. That's like an old people
disease. We worry about catching chlamydia, yeah, not AIDS. And I said, well, when I was young, I looked at everyone like, you have AIDS, you have AIDS, you have AIDS, you have AIDS. Like, I was so afraid to catch AIDS. And so young people, like, imagine this is a whole world of chlamydia. You can't see it, but it's there.
Yeah.
And, you know, these, I just don't understand. And that group is hate, and it's nasty, and it's racism, and it's
sexism.
It's everything. Yeah. It's like all of Donnie's babies wrapped into one, and it's a group.
350,000.
Woo. I have a ton of friends in there. And then I was texting Shannon about it, and she was like, some people are in there to spy. And I, like, one of the friends that liked my post, like, I sort of think she's in there to spy. Like, I have a really hard time imagining that she actually believes that. But, like, there's a lot of people who are not Donald Trump supporters who still, like, feel like this has gone too far. And, like, we have the third highest, well, actually, we don't have the third highest rate of cases anymore, but we did. We were number 3 for a really long time.
We have, I looked today, we have third highest deaths.
Yes, that's where I was going. Yep.
New York, cities in New York are numbers 1, 2, 5, 6. And we are number 3 for Wayne County. So, yeah. So, well, my bosses sent us home on March 13th. And we, like, had heard rumblings, like, people, other states had started to close, and we were thinking about maybe starting to work from home the next week, maybe possibly testing it out. And then at, like, 3 p.m. on March 13th, our director came out and said, everyone go home, do not come back until you're told. And we all went, what? What's going on? okay, let's go home. People were fucking walking out of work with their computers and monitors under their arms. Like, they packed shit up and they left the office to work from home. And my director keeps having meetings, of course, with our bosses. And he told them, he's like, we are banned from going into the office. I don't care if you need that folder. Like, no, you're not allowed to go into the office. And quite frankly, I don't want you leaving your house. That's how serious my directors are who at U of M. And so when I get to go back to work is when it's safe for y'all to go back to work. And I honestly don't think we'll be going back to work till like August at the earliest. Maybe July, but I don't know. Like, I'm personally going to keep working from home as long as I can because I don't trust it. But when medical professionals are like, stay the fuck at home, stay the fuck at home.
Well, you guys can come just sit on my boat at the dock.
Right? We can be 6 feet apart, the three of us, right?
One at the front, one in the middle.
One at the back. All right. Are you bitches drinking tonight? Did anyone drink anything but me? No? Fucking A, man. I am so flush. Look at my cheeks. Like, even my nose is red.
Yeah, no.
Don't touch your face.
Stop touching your fucking face.
This is making for great podcasting. Licking all my fingers. All right. Do we have any fucking goodness, anything funny to share?
No, I have a bunch of fun things. All right. I wrote down the list. Okay, but first I have one more thing to bitch about. So yesterday I got to do some online shopping and it was so fun because I haven't had any money, but I used my mom's money to buy some puzzles for us to do. My mom and I have been doing puzzles together, and I used some of my money to buy like pictures of my friends because I miss everybody so much. And I was like, I'm gonna like have one of those like clothesline strings with like the little clips for pictures. And I printed off some of Shannon and my brother and Julie and who else, like
Patrick.
All my people.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Patrick!
Happy birthday, Patrick! No, I don't. I only have really old pictures of him. No, I have one really old picture of him. But that's neither here nor there. But like, so I was just in a really good mood yesterday because of getting to do some shopping and just like having a good time and having something to look forward to. And I brought it up at dinner, and my dad was like, "That's terrible. That's terrible. Shopping shouldn't make you feel good. That's a terrible thing to feel good about."
Shopping makes me feel so good. I bought fancy soaps from Hunter, who's 6-year-old in Utah. He sent me chocolate fudge soap, Ginger. I could smell it from outside the package. I can't wait to lather my body up with that fucking bullshit.
I've got some sort of weird pore sucker in a box that's been sitting outside all day that's got my name on it for later.
Yeah, I don't know,
some stupid Facebook ad.
I bought a Star Wars coach purse. On sale, of course. It was clearance. I went to Disney, shopdisney.com, and dropped a few hundred bucks. But everything was on clearance, so I feel good about that. Like, I'm getting the things that are going to make us feel good and be practical in the home.
Get on the Delta app and book yourself. Like, don't actually pay for it, but, like, look at, like, a bunch of trips. Sit in first class for, like, $184.
Oh, bitch, that's like the first thing I'm doing when like travel bans lift. I'm booking first class to Orlando in February. Actually, it's gonna be first class to London if I do first class, but you know, like, yeah. What else did I buy this week? I got wireless earbuds finally for my phone because I tried to watch TV quietly last night and charge my phone at the same time, and you can't do that with a fucking iPhone 10. Can't do that. Scott bought himself an airbrusher for painting model cars because he inherited his dad's desk and all his models and shit. So he thinks he's going to take up fucking car models.
Oh, I've got a funny story for you. So my idiot husband, who paid $635 to get our boat out that we can't fucking use, put it in a wind advisory and was driving down the canal with winter gloves on, And he went to go pour the gas in, and he dropped the gas cap into the water. Well, you can't get any water into your boat gas tank. It'll screw it up. So he had to jump in the stinky, cold canal, and there was a dead duck floating there.
Oh, no!
Best day ever. Amazing.
All right, so Pat great. And I have been watching a ton of documentaries lately.
You and Patrick?
Yep. Yep, we watch them on the Netflix together. We watch them
There's
together.
There's Netflix party. Did you know that, Ginger? Yep. You can have a Netflix party. No. We can watch movies together and, like, have a little chat bar. It's a lot of fun. It's a good time.
So we watched The Staircase, which is, like, a classic, and we both felt like it was slow and kind of boring. But I'm glad I watched it because people refer to it all the time. So, like, I'm glad I know what it was about and was able to develop opinions on it, but it did feel pretty slow. Now we're watching The Pharmacist, which is so good that I want to watch more of it. I was like, I'm so sorry we have to stop watching this because I want to keep watching it, but Shannon and I have to record our podcast. And then we also, I've been saying that we have to watch The Jinx. So I really am working on, because that one's on HBO. So I'm trying to figure out how to get us to both be able to watch The Jinx. Because that one is so fucking good. Like, I'm excited for that. And of course, we watched all of Tiger King. And we watched one about the Unabomber. Yeah, we've been watching a ton of
documents. Who graduated from U of M? Hey.
They do a whole, I mean, right. So they tried to kill a professor at U of M. They did a whole, like, series of shots there. Because, so he was talking about, like, gender dysphoria at some point when he was at U of M, and the psychologist was like, I don't know what your deal is, man. And that was the guy who he tried to kill. Well, my dad is a psychologist, and that guy was his professor. So, like, when that guy was attempted, you know, to be bombed by the Unabomber, my dad was like, what the fuck? Because that guy had been my dad's professor. So that's wild. But yeah, we've watched a ton of fun documentaries about all kinds of weird shit. And I can't wait to see what happens in The Pharmacist. And I had one more fun little tidbit, one more little thing, which was that AOC was a judge on Drag Race this week. She looked gorgeous. Her dress was amazing. And then, like, she came back during
the Unplugged. She wore her red lipstick because that's still, like, my favorite power red lipstick. Thank you for buying it for me.
Yeah. For Shannon's birthday, I got her AOC's red lipstick, so... Someone said, what's your signature red? And she said what it was. So I got it for Shannon for her birthday.
Nice. It's nice. Every time I wear a Ginger, everyone's like, oh my God, that's amazing lipstick. And I'm like,
but her dress was fantastic. She was amazing. And she went and, like, gave all the girls the most fantastic pep talk during Untucked. Like, it's worth it just to watch the Untucked, just to see her, like, be supportive and amazing. And, like, the first ever Persian drag queen is on Drag Race this season. And she started crying during critiques, being like, I just appreciate what you do so much, standing up against that man every day. And, like, my mom is a, you know, immigrant from the Middle East, and people are really hateful towards her. And, like, you and Representative Tlaib and Representative Omar, like, work together. And, like, she just started crying and thanking her, and it was so sweet and wonderful.
Aww, I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, I just had to say that because it was amazing and everybody should watch it. This episode was the Rusical, so you don't even need, there's like, you don't need, you can just jump right in and watch the Rusical. It was Madonna. It was all Madonna. Shannon. Madonna. Madonna. So, yes, that was a delightful thing from this week. AOC was an amazing judge. The Madonna Rusical was fantastic. Oh, and then the runway was themed Night of a Thousand Michelle Visages.
Oh,
and
she did not, my God. She Are did you not kidding know me? That's
what the thing was going to be. And people wore, like, Michelle Visage outfits. And she was so highly critical of them. And it was amazing. She was like, I would never wear earrings like that with that.
Girl, you sure about that? Because I think you would. Please tell me everyone had the biggest tits possible.
Yes, yes. Nice. And you know she's had breast reduction surgery. Oh. So her chest is flat now. And everybody was wearing these big old
titties.
Tig old bitties.
Big old titties. I got to see Schitt's Creek season 6. My friend Jerry gave me her sign in for, she pays for the live TV Hulu, which includes Pop Channel and Schitt's Creek. So I got to watch all season 6. I watched it in 2 days. And this season made me cry the most. There was like every single episode had something like super touching in it that made me like bawl. So it was a really, really good. No spoilers.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, no spoilers. It was good though. It was a good season. So I very much looking forward it to coming to Netflix, because I don't know how many more times I can binge seasons 1 through 5. Which Catherine asks to watch all the time. Mommy, can we watch David's Creek, please? Which is her name for it. She named it David's Creek. So, which I have spent an enormous amount of time shopping on Etsy for Schitt's Creek stuff. So let me tell you, Maggie, I had about $300 worth of Schitt's Creek stuff in my cart for you and I just for Christmas the other day. So I had to take them out, though. I did favorite a bunch of them. My favorite forerunners so far are aprons that say fold in the cheese. And there's big, it's black apron with big blocks of cheese all over it. And then one has David's face on it. And the other has Moira's face on it with a little bubble that says fold in the cheese. And then there's like little wine cups like this that say warmest regards. And then like the next one says best wishes. You know, so I had like a whole bunch of shit.
Have you ever shopped at Rock, Paper, Scissors downtown Ann Arbor?
No, I have.
Have I been there? Go on their website. Oh my God.
Okay.
Rock, Paper, Scissors. Amazing.
I'll do it.
Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Are they shipping?
I'm getting daily shipments from them.
They're cute. I go there a lot if I need to buy a gift for someone.
Yes. You know,
they're a great little gift place.
They have amazing cards. Like, they're all very unique cards. Lots of, you know, Schitt's Creek, a lot of political cards that mm-hmm. are obviously very, very Ann Arbor political, if you get my drift. And just, it's all, I mean, they have the best stuff. Lots of great U of M stuff that's really unique. It's pretty cool.
Fun.
I bought Zelda, the feminist ABCs book from there.
Ooh.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. We have Trump's tiny hand soap from there. And I have, I don't think they're selling it now, of course, but I have hand sanitizer. And it says for when I hold your hair back. And it's for your girlfriends when you're out to the bar.
I love it.
A is for activism. B is for bandera. Fly your flag. Those are the only two I remember.
All right, Ginger, what's good with you?
Not a whole lot. I'm alive. my family's alive. But, you know, we're just chilling out. I'm rewatching. I'm on the last season of Nip Tuck. I'm rewatching it for the millionth time. I love that.
Nice.
I'll start 6 feet under as soon as this is over with. But you know, we have food on our plate and big news. I am under miles on my lease.
Woo!
Yes. Fuck you, Jeep. I'm under miles. Gonna owe me money. God damn it.
I know. I'm like, I'm saving so much money, but I'm shopping so much.
Yes. It's craziness. Everything's cool. I mean, we live out in the middle of nowhere. We have 60 acres, so you can run naked through the forest out here and no one's gonna see you. So lots of hot tubs.
You said 60 acres.
60.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
So when the shit hits the fan, we're just all going to grab our tents and come out to your house. Got it.
Yes. Perfect. Actually, we have a cabin and a camper, so we can, like, isolate people. But, yeah, it's, you know, I just wish the weather would turn a little bit nicer. But, hey, you know, then I'm not dreaming of being on my boat that I can't be on. So, if it's, you know, whatever. But my husband's drawing a ton. like I said, Gabe's not really, I don't know, he's like a feral child. He just kind of does what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And my oldest is here with us, so she's nice and safe. She's not loving it, but she misses her boom boom room, so, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I was going to message Steve to see if he wanted to work on a piece for me, because I got a gift certificate when he was doing that little sale. And so yes. I definitely think I want to do some sort of, like, I loved his watercolor cherry blossom branch he did about a month or so ago. So I think I want a little bit of a longer one, like to kind of wrap around my ankle and go up my calf a little bit. So and then I was like, I bet you Steve will put a hidden Mickey in my branches somewhere and he'll get a kick out of that.
So I got this. Can you see it?
Ooh. Did he do that for you recently? Yeah?
Yeah. Because, you know, we're quarantined together. All right.
He's just like, honey, bend over. Let me tattoo your ass.
Pretty much. He's like, whatever you want. Even my stupid ideas. He's like, sure, okay, yeah, we'll do them. So,
did you get the unicorn yet? I mean, because everyone's been wanting that one.
I still want that one. The one that says bad bitch.
I want that
unicorn.
Yes. Yes, it's still up on the wall.
I fucking want it.
Well, you know what? I will buy you a gift certificate for it, Maggie. And we'll go get tattoos together.
Are you getting a bad bitch unicorn with me?
No, I'm getting the watercolor cherry blossoms.
Well, I might have to trade your math services for a bad bitch unicorn tattoo.
There you go.
Yeah, perfect.
We love to trade.
I do love a trade.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Ginger. We're at like almost 1:15 right about now. So, I know that this episode isn't like the most uplifting, but I think that our listeners will really relate to what's kind of going on, and it's always good to hear other people going through like the same exact thing. So,
can we call this episode more "Stay the Fuck at Home"?
I think this is more "Stay the Fuck at Home" for sure. I don't think we've used that one yet. We've done like more COVID-19, more like more quarantine. So this will definitely be like more "Stay the Fuck at Home."
So, stay the fuck at home.
Anyway. Or don't join that goddamn group.
Stop joining Nazi groups in your state, wherever you are.
That's right.
You can live without your tomato plants for a season. Anyway.
I don't know. Can I? I don't think I can. I love tomatoes. Tomatoes are my favorite. I eat them with salt for the whole thing. But it's okay. We actually still do have tomato seeds and we have little seedlings. So that's fine.
I am having tomatoes. So excited. I have two little sprouts. I didn't know if my tomatoes would sprout because like my other things haven't sprouted yet. But I have lettuce that's sprouted and my tomatoes have sprouted. And I'm super excited. So, we'll see.
You know, none of us are going to eat this shit ever. Maggie might, because they're actually farmer gardeners, but we're not, and the rest of us are just growing this shit because we don't have anything else to
do. I eat my shit. I have like a salsa garden every year. I eat my shit. Actually, most of my tomatoes go bad, but like, well, we're going to make use of them this year. Well, I get, like, the last few years I've gotten, like, cherry tomatoes because Catherine likes to eat them. And so I just grow them so she can go out in the yard and just pick them and eat them. And, you know, some of those have gone bad the last 2 years. But this year I got big tomatoes. And I'm going to can that shit. I'm going to eat that shit. I'm going to fry that shit. So we'll have some...
I'm going to check on you in July. Make sure you're doing every bit of that.
We'll have some fucking fried green tomatoes up in this bitch. So
Ginger, do you have anything that you want to promote to our 15 listeners
nationwide?
Stay the fuck at home.
Perfect. Well, you can find us everywhere and interact with us because you're stuck at home, we're stuck at home. So listeners, you know, get in touch with us. Our podcast is called That More Thing. Hopefully you know that already. And you can tweet me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And I wrote
down. I don't know what mine is.
I wrote down 3, 2, 1 podcast, and I was like, man, I'm stupid. This has been episode 231.
31, yeah.
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie with guest star Ginger.
Bye.
Bye.